feet.
Tidbits that will be remembered as you associate the last day of May with things that are going on in your life and conversations that we have about things that are important in most people's lives, one way or another. That's why we have the Boomer Broads here with us now. Janet and Anne Marie are the Boomers, along with Roberta and Jennifer and Richie and me, looking at the 10 most stressful jobs. Are these for women or are these for everybody? How about we do the top 10? Richie, we have the big voice announcer. We'll give the ladies the production values that they're used to. These are big-time radio people who've gone on to a career in public relations. Both Janet and Anne Marie were big-time Boston radio people. So they're used to the big production values of the big city radio stations. And because we have a big city sound here on the Good Day program, people expect to hear big things.
Okay.
There we go. These are the most stressful jobs. And number 10.
The least stressful.
Oh. What happened to me?
Although she did write.
Oh.
You're right.
You did the most. That's right, too. No, these are the least. Okay, here we are. The least stressful jobs. I don't know. You can't put least and most together.
Yeah, I know.
The least most stressful. So the least stressful jobs. All right, Richie, number 10. Where's the big voice?
Number 10.
Chiropractor.
Number 9.
Occupational therapist.
Number 8.
Mathematician.
Number 7.
Philosopher.
Number 6.
Speech pathologist.
Number 5.
Dental hygienist.
Number 4.
Computer programmer.
Number 3.
Software engineer.
Number 2.
Dietitian.
Number 1.
And the most or least stressful job in the country is being an audiologist. Not ideologist. Audiologist.
I have friends who had 3 or 4 of those jobs.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Now, see, I would have thought that being a computer programmer would be, or a software engineer, would be a pretty stressful environment to work in. You say no.
Well, they to be an IT person in a company, someone who repairs computers, that is a stressful job. But if you're programming new games, coming up with new ideas for software,
yeah,
it's
fine.
Kind of a pleasant environment. You're just being creative. It's almost like being an artist.
Mm.
It's not terribly stressful. But some of these, though, like a philosopher, I would think it would be stressful only in the fact that how the hell do you ever find a job?
Being a philosopher.
How do you make money?
I'm a philosopher. I found something to do with my philosophy.
That's true.
Be somewhat of a philosopher.
Well, you notice that the radio host is not on this.
No, show. It's not on
no,
there. No,
no.
It's very stressful for people who work like me in situations where I have to put up with the likes of McFadden and Roberta.
Yeah, that creates so much
Jennifer's
stress.
Not so hard.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But they're also concurrently also ran the 30 fastest growing jobs, and a lot of these, like dental hygienists and occupational therapists are on that list as well. So there are some if people are out there looking for work, and this can be, you know, young people. These are also very big categories for baby boomers. A lot of these are second career type of careers.
Yeah.
After you've had that super stressful life that we've all had, maybe you turn to audiology in your later years because, you know, just checking someone's hearing for a living is a nice rest. What? And speaking of which, I bet your hearing has been affected from your job.
You know, there are people, I'm pretty good about turning off stuff that I don't want to listen to. But you're right. There are people, not only because of the radio work and the headsets being on for 5 or 6 hours a day, but when I'm on the farm, I'm around a lot of loud equipment. So as part of my physical last month, I had them check my ears because I haven't had my ears checked for a long time. And there was only one of those sounds that I couldn't hear. She told me I had above normal, above average.
And that was the lady saying, you owe this much money, Mr. Stephan.
Yeah, right. I didn't hear that.
When I was on the air, I used to crank up the headphones really high, and I'm pretty sure I lost some of my hearing along the way.
I remember listening to you on the radio, and I could always hear the squelch of the when you have them up too high, you get feedback like this. Actually, I can't even do that. These are non-feedback headsets.
Oh, they are.
And, well, I have that big microphone shield as well. But, yeah, if you have, that's always the telltale. You can always tell that the headsets are up too loud when you can hear the feedback. But there, a lot of people who have been in radio have lost their hearing. That's true.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And obviously in the musical business as well. Anybody involved with rock and roll is basically deaf.
Well, I can remember going into the studio, not necessarily when I was a jock, but other people at the various stations that I worked, and they would have the damn speakers up beyond what the walls could take. Everything in the place would rattle. The windows would be rattling. And you wonder, okay, pal, what are you listening to that's that good that you want it that loud?
Or really?
is it that bad that you want it that loud so you don't hear how bad it is?
Yeah.
Is that what it, but you really, the point to this conversation in part is protecting one's ears, because later in life, not only is it unpleasant not to be able to hear things, but there are diseases that start in your inner ear. Raynaud's disease, I think, is one of them. The things that affect your equilibrium, they can begin as a result of not being, you know, not having protected your inner drums.
Mm. Well, that's the audiologist.
Yeah. Well, and that, and also, these jobs, although also least stressful, are, in fact, just to tie it back to, you know, what Amory and I talk about all the time, which is the boomer demographic. Many of these jobs are fast growing because a lot of them deal with boom. You know, chiropractic, it's never gone crazy because of the boom, baby boomers.
Yeah.
We're losing everything, occupational therapy.
Not losing. We're
mathematician, I don't think we need as much as a boomer. But, you know, the dental, the audiologist, the dietitian, God knows, is a boomer world at this point.
Yeah.
And most of these are really baby boomer driven occupations, both as patients and as deliverers.
Yeah, I think that you've hit on a couple of things here. I'm not sure about speech pathology, though. Why is that?
Yeah,
What's that about?
My friend Amy used to do that. She would work with people recovering from
strokes.
Accidents, brain injuries, or strokes.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, and teach them how to do everything from breathe to eat to speak. Yeah.
Okay.
And what was stressful for her in that job wasn't working with the patients. She loved that. It was all the paperwork.
Yeah.
She hated the paperwork.
Yeah.
Well, that, of course, has changed. We represent a hospital, one of our clients, and everything is now, because the paperwork was such a burden for doctors, it's all now, it's called CPOE, Computer Physician Entry Data. They do everything by computer now. First of all, they were famous for you couldn't read anything a doctor wrote, so that was the first reason they did it. And now it saves them all the paperwork, so possibly her job has become less stressful without the paperwork because so many have switched over to the computer world.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Good check on that.
Reality. All right, in a moment, I would like to get your take on this story about the parents who wanted to keep the gender of their child a secret. If you don't know about this story, I'll give you the background in a moment. The Boomer Broads are here on Good Day at 14 past the hour.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you know your blood is like a fingerprint? It's unique to every individual. Locked inside of your blood are the answers to your specific nutritional needs. Dr. Ken and I have found Body Bio, a company that has the key to unlocking the mysteries of your blood.
Doug, the Body Bio report is an evidence-based, safe, and natural way toward better health. Why go and guess what vitamins and supplements you need? This is a way to take what you specifically need in terms of nutritional supplements and get better health.
All right, BodyBioReport.com is the website. Purchase a blood test. Body Bio will send you a form. You take it to the nearest lab or your doctor's office. In a few days, you'll know what you should be taking in terms of vitamins and minerals and supplements. It's evidence-based, as Ken said. Go online to bodybioreport.com. Get on the right nutrient road today, and you could possibly eliminate the need for prescription drugs tomorrow. Bodybioreport.com.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 50-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
The thing about hemorrhoids is they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there in your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables, discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes for the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. Be anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
All right, so we're at 17 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Here's a story that you'll scratch your head about. A family, let's see, the family name is Witterick, W-I-T-T-E-R-I-C-K. I guess the husband and wife, it's Kathy Witterick, her husband's name is David, raising a genderless baby. They don't understand why they're doing it. But they've decided that they didn't, they wanted to be ambiguous about the child's genitalia. And they haven't told anybody whether it's a boy or a girl. So what does this prove?
That they're stupid?
Well,
yeah, that's mean.
Stupid.
It's just mean to the kid.
Yeah.
What is that kid going to grow up thinking?
Isn't this an experiment? Anybody know about this ever being done before? I never heard a story like this before.
No.
You don't experiment with your kids.
Well, some people do, Richie.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so how would you, if somebody, nobody seems to...
future mass murderer growing up here.
You think that's what this is?
Yeah, this kid's going to be
Oh, yeah, he's not going to be a normal person at all. Yeah. Serial killer, something crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Going to have three names.
A
little bit.
Did you notice that this family, they don't homeschool their kids, they unschool their kids?
They send them to school and then they... Take away whatever they...
No, the children drive the education. Whatever they're curious about, they learn. I mean, the family is just...
Where do these people live?
They're unconventional. That's
Toronto.
How they're best described. The politically
Toronto?
Correct way of...
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, they live in Toronto.
Oh, I think that's kind.
Now, why do you think that makes sense, Richie? What's being in Toronto got to do with it?
Canadians. It's Canadians, man.
Crazy Canadians.
Great.
I'm not going to tell you what your sex is, eh?
The baby's name is Storm. They have a sister named Jazz and a brother named Kio. K-I-O. All right.
I don't even get the point of this whole thing. It's like, what? Do you have anything else to think about?
Well, you know, some people want their children to be different. Problem is you don't settle in well society. Storm was named after winds and dark clouds that were taking place when the baby was born.
Yeah, of course it was. Of course it was.
And
I don't know if you've noticed
here.
The reaction. People are going crazy about this story. They're like livid at this couple. There's
why
nobody
it,
supporting
But why? Them. Why is it is anybody else's business except this couple's?
Who released it to the media? That makes it everybody else's business. When you have a kid and then you go to the media and you say, you know what we're going to do? Well, get ready for the backlash, brother, because here comes A.
Yay.
Hey. The Boomer Brods.
Stay cool.
Things on their mind. Yes, you stay cool as well. Janet and Anne-Marie on Good Day at 21 after the hour.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Time for us to celebrate birthdays for the last day of May. It's the 31st of May, Tuesday, and first up is Rowdy Yates. Clint Eastwood, talking about him earlier, born in the state 1930, 81 today, started out as a stuntman, became Rowdy Yates on Rawhide, and the rest, as they say, is history. Kind of corny, but this is Frankie Lane for the theme for Rawhide. Next up, celebrant Peter Yarrow from Peter, Paul, and Mary. Let's see, which one is this? I never can remember. Peter is the shorter of the two, right? Guy was accused of being a pedophile, or is that the other one?
Which one is the one we saw a few years ago?
Here, didn't we?
I think that was Peter.
I dig.
Born in the state 1938, leaving on a jet plane, Puff the Magic Dragon, If I Had a Hammer, Blowing in the Wind, I Dig Rock and Roll Music, among other.
This is the only
things.
One of their songs I really like.
Oh, I love the other stuff. Great stuff.
You're a big folk guy.
I am. I like folk music.
Yeah.
All right, so Peter Yarrow, happy birthday to you on your 73rd birthday. Augie Myers, keyboardist with the British group the Sir Douglas Quintet. I don't know how many.
I have no recollection of this song.
Really? But I'm over. Now, he was also in the Texas Tornadoes. You won't remember them either, is he?
Those, actually, I do remember.
Oh, do you remember them?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. Wasn't Glenn Campbell in with them, I believe?
No.
Okay. Envoy to Lebanon and a hostage, Terry Waite, was. Remember, he was the writer that was incarcerated from 1987, 1989.
Yeah.
Remember him?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Born in the state, 1939. Happy birthday to Sharon Gless, who we ought to be playing the theme from Burn Notice. Burn Notice.
Oh, she's on that
she's
one.
She's a
now.
Mother, yeah.
Ah.
Always smoking a cigarette. She's had big health problems in her life because she was a big smoker all the time. Matter of fact, when she was in Cagney and Lacey, the problem that she had with her partner, whose name now escapes me, who did...
Oh, shoot.
Remember? Okay.
Married to the guy from the Mod Squad.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Clarence. What's his name?
Yes. Okay.
Can't remember her name. All right, well, anyway.
Yeah, can't remember
anything.
They used
to fight all the time because Sharon couldn't... She could just barely make it through a scene without smoking a cigarette. And it was very distracting. That show lasted a long time. It was a good show.
Sure did.
But she really had a problem smoking. So anyway, she can smoke in this current show and don't make any difference. She just looks like, you know, hard.
Tyne Daly.
Tyne Daly. Thank you, Richard.
Yeah.
Yep. Joe Namath's birthday is today. Broadway Joe.
There you go, Joe.
Pro Football Hall of Famer and a quarterback for the Jets for a long, long time.
Now kissing girls on the field and during interviews.
Nothing wrong with that.
I told you guys he asked me to come to his hotel, didn't I, when I met him?
No, really?
Joe Namath, he did.
Why didn't you go?
At a cable show, he was taking pictures of me and he said, you know, I'm having an intimate get-together later. Would you like to come?
How intimate is that?
And I said, where are you having it? And he said, I'm staying at, I forget where we were. I think we were in San Francisco. And he told me the name of some hotel. And I said, you know, I got plans tonight. And I said, but nice to meet you.
Gregory Harrison, who is Trapper John. No, he wasn't. He was Gonzo on Trapper John. 61 today. What else was he in? Logan's Run, Family Man, Cadillac Girls. Not anything other than Trapper John he was well known for anyway. So happy birthday to him. Susan Essman, who's Susie on Curb Your Enthusiasm. Is she the one? Is that his wife in the show?
I'm not sure.
Very cute. If that's what
that
I'm
guy
thinking.
Annoys me.
Yeah, it's a horrible show.
It's so annoying.
He's just nothing but a jerk.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah.
Corey Hart, speaking of jerks, 49 today. Scotty Hill, guitarist with Skid Row, is 47, Rich. Brooke Shields, 46 today. Ivory Snow Baby, that's how she got started. Very attractive. Neat lady. And Phil Keough, who was the host of The Amazing Race, 44. I guess he still is.
When we think about the Holocaust, we mustn't forget the U-boats. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. I've never heard the term U-boat applied to a person in hiding until I read a riveting book called A Nazi Officer's Wife. It's the true story of a Jewish lawyer who used forged papers to live in Germany as a German citizen. Edith Beer, who hid using the name Greet, felt weighted down with isolation as she waited for it to be safe to surface. Beer married a Nazi who knew her secret and even listened to the BBC with her late at night. But she became a subservient partner who erased all intellectual pursuits to get along. Her memoir is a complex portrait of those harrowing years, textured with images of kindness amidst the horror. The Nazi officer's wife captures the goodness in many people, even a few who ran the labor camps. And when Edith finally surfaces, the reader gulps her first breath with her with joy. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Looking for quality auto parts for your vehicle? Shop O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll find we have convenient locations, thousands of brand name parts in stock, extended store hours, everyday low prices, and well-trained professional parts people. We think you'll agree that O'Reilly is the auto parts store you can depend on. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com, that's Z-E-O-King.com, for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Past the hour, Doug Stephens, Good Day. Dudley's making his way right back into the studio. Until then, if you go to gooddayshow.com or dougstephan.com, S-T-E-P-H-A-N, check out today's poll. Today's a fun one. If it were allowed,
all right, okay. What
would you
doing?
Take your dog? I'm telling everybody the poll since you're late.
Good, because that's exactly what I was going to talk about.
I knew it was exactly what you were going to talk about. It's a fun poll.
It is.
Would you take your dog with you to church?
All right, so here's the story. At DougStephan.com. Yesterday, I, by the way, saw somebody at the Home Depot, and you know that Talmo, Bobby Talmo, I'm looking at Edgar now, what a nutbird he is. He's got this little sausage dog, weighs about 4 pounds, and he's in the Home Depot wandering around with his dog. I've never brought Charlotte into the Home Depot, but maybe I would try it now.
I've seen people walk through the Home Depot with their dog, and really? I brought Patch in one time, and they told me that I was not allowed to bring him in.
Really?
So I had to leave, yeah. Uh-huh. And you would think, okay, Home Depot, cement floors, no big deal.
All right, so this is the story of Jim and Lydia Hoopa, who take their... When I first saw this, I thought, okay, what's the big deal here? The story starts out, Jim and Lydia take their little ones to church. And the little ones wear their Sunday go-to-meeting clothing. Paulina is one, she's eight. Got a dress on, red rhinestone barrette in her hair. Fingernails are painted pink. And Mia, her sister, is the tomboy of the family, has a black leather jacket on, some Bruin beads. The Cavalry Episcopal Church is the location for this. They sing hymns. They do the prayers. They have the offering. Take communion. The Reverend Thea Keith Lucas is interested in having everybody come to church, including those that woof, arf, growl, pant, and wag their tails. It appears that these two dogs, who are Yorkies, are perfect young ladies. They sit in the laps of their parents. And also with them is a golden retriever who's in the church. There's a German shepherd that's in the church. They are told, the parishioners here are told, to bring their dogs to the Perfect Paw Pet Ministry. They have folding chairs for the dogs to sit in the back with their owners. They have doggy cupcakes. They have chewies that they give them when you go in. You know how when you walk into a Catholic church, the urn in the back, Roberta, where you put the water on, the holy water, and you're supposed to cross yourself? And they have something.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, right. So they have some sort of thing there for the dogs as well in the back, along with a thing that you do your whatever your celebratory thing is. All God's creatures are welcome in God's house, says the minister. So what's wrong with that? I don't see anything wrong with that. You think there's anything wrong with that?
You know, we got an invitation from a friend a few weeks ago about this restaurant where they actually have nights. I don't know, it's like Tuesday or Wednesday night, just something during the week.
Yeah.
Where they invite you to bring your dog to the restaurant.
Really?
The restaurant.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Right.
So they have a nice big deck, and then even inside, take your dogs.
Yeah. So the poll today, as Richie suggested, if it were allowed, would you take your dog with you to church? A, yes, I think it's a great idea. B, maybe, but seems a bit weird. C, nope, church is no place for pets. D, I don't have a dog. C, I don't go to church. All right? So which of those is you? Roberta goes to the Methodist church. What would they say if you brought in, well, you know, I've never, actually, I don't think I've ever seen you
well,
with a dog.
You know, they,
I've never had a dog. You're
they,
bring
no,
in
actually,
one of your tarantulas.
I did grow up with a dog, but I have brought my tarantula and the iguana when they have, you know, the blessing of the animals.
My God.
What?
Why not bless the animals? Wouldn't you bless Charlotte?
Charlotte is blessed.
There you go.
Tarantula.
So why can't she? Yeah.
Exactly.
Why can't she bless her tarantula? Weirdo.
But I would love to bring my animals, my tarantula, to church every Sunday. That would be great.
Do you have any idea of how weird you really are?
What, Roberta, weird?
Yeah.
Well, you too. You think that I'm weird.
Yeah, you are.
Perfectly.
How do you figure that I'm weird?
You're eccentric.
She's
eccentric. She's weird, man.
Weird. She's eccentric, too. They're both eccentric.
Right. Yeah, but she's
all right, you want to have Edgar weigh in on this? Edgar, come on over. Edgar just came in to get out of the heat for a minute. It's, you know, the microphone works. Yeah, sit over there. Edgar is the man in charge when it comes to all things at the farm. We were just talking about a couple of problems. So you have the headset so you can hear what Richie and Jennifer and Roberta are saying. And it's sort of important for us to be able to hear what one another is saying. All right. So now you have just heard the accusations. I guess it's like the court. Who is the court of last resort? I've been accused of being eccentric.
That's true.
And I've been excused. I've been accused of being weird.
I wouldn't say that.
I think
I have a definition of weird.
But you and I are both eccentric.
Roberta's absolutely weird. When somebody tells me I'm crazy, I say thank you.
Right. No, but Edgar is very, very stable.
Really?
Edgar is one of the most stable guys.
Well, I spend a lot of time at the stable.
He does.
He rubs off on you.
You are just, I never know what's going to come out of your mouth. Edgar.
To whom are you referring, Edgar or me?
Doug. Doug is, I mean, yeah, you know, Edgar chooses to kind of live a quiet, different lifestyle, as in he works on the farm, and, you know, he likes it there. And
what's wrong with that?
Nothing at all.
He's working for a living.
I wouldn't say that's eccentric or weird, but it is different. I mean,
but some of the people in your family think it is, right?
Me?
They think, yeah, you being here.
I don't think so.
Extended family.
It fits. Uh-huh. They understand me, and it's, oh, yeah, it works.
Right. Yeah, it does work.
But what does your family think of Doug? Don't they think he's a little crazy?
No, they love me.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love them,
and they
love
you. That doesn't mean not crazy.
No. Crazy's good.
Yeah.
I got no problem with crazy.
Now, but do you guys see that there's a difference between Doug is eccentric and crazy, but Roberta is weird?
Well, I don't think you've ever met Roberta, have you?
Oh, yeah,
I've
met Roberta.
You met Roberta?
Yeah.
At a party that we had here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought she was wonderful.
She is wonderful, but has snakes and tarantulas and stuff for pets. So she thinks that's weird.
That could classify as borderline weird.
Yeah. It's but let's not confuse weird and crazy and eccentric with not good.
No, not at all.
Great people.
Not at all.
I'm the most normal person here.
Oh, yeah.
I like you anyhow.
Right, yeah.
Thank you, Andrew.
It's all right. Yeah, I looked up normal in the encyclopedia one time, and your picture was there.
That's right.
Asleep.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Under the boardwalk or whatever it is. All right. How did we get off on this? We were talking about bringing pets to
yeah,
church.
And then you started saying Roberta was weird because
Edgar
she
has
spiders.
How many dogs, if you were bringing them all to church?
Three
dogs. Bring them all to church. Now, see, Charlotte could go to church, unless when we stood up to sing the hymns, she'd get up and bark.
You should have church in the barn.
We do.
Yeah.
Some guy asked me the other day, I put on clean clothes for the first time in a couple of weeks, and I stopped to get coffee, and I see this guy almost every day, and he said, oh, you're all dressed up, and then, well, it's Sunday. Mm-hmm. You know, so what, do you go to church? I said, yeah, every day.
Right.
In the
all
barn.
The time.
Right.
Sometimes I forget I'm in church.
In the barn. We have this. It's the same size. It looks like if you put a steeple, we have two.
Cathedral. Yes, indeed.
So we could make a church out
of
the barn.
Edgar is probably closer to most of your cows than you are, you would say, wouldn't you, Doug?
He knows them better.
Yeah, he knows them better.
Yep.
Yeah. Edgar, would you say that those cows have any idea or any even thought in their head about a higher being?
Oh, that could get into a long discussion, and my answer would be yes, but I'm not answering yes to the way you phrased the question.
Okay.
He would be more the lines of what Indians, the Buddhists, or the...
Oh, you would say that the cows could be part of, represent the higher being.
I believe there are what you would call, for the lack of a better term, is nature spirits. That sort of oversee different species, trees, mm-hmm. plants, bugs, whatever.
For example?
They have different levels of intelligence, and they're very willing to work with us, but they need our cooperation. And it's very clear to me that these beings, in relation to the cows, are very present and very appreciative.
The best example of that here is Peaches. There are good examples, but she's the best example.
Peaches understands everything you say, at least half of what you think.
Yeah.
I'm convinced of that.
And she's ahead of you, ahead of us oftentimes.
And just to describe to everybody, Peaches has been
associated. She's 18 years old.
Yeah, she's been around longer than I have on
this
show.
She is the matron of the cow.
18 years old. Yeah. How long do most cows live? I mean, that's exceptional, isn't it?
No. Well, for a milk cow, yeah, for a number of reasons. But it's not usually because of longevity. It's because of lack of production and
stress.
And people can't afford to keep cows around that don't produce a certain level, and they become hamburger.
Yeah, right.
Wow. So
if a cow is completely unstressed, doesn't have a baby every year, isn't milked for 10 months out of the year, and, you know, kept in the factory, 15 to 25 years.
Hmm. Peaches will live at least to be 25, 26, because she has no stress at all.
Well, she's had a very stressful life, though. She was borderline a couple of times.
Yeah, but 1 year she almost died.
Yes.
Right.
And that takes time off you.
Yeah. But she's every bit.
She's fine.
She's in the retirement pasture with her daughter, Elsie. And when you look at the two of them, and you wouldn't tell that there was as much age difference.
Does she realize that Elsie is her daughter?
I couldn't say that. Yeah. I have seen connections that cows create with one another. They're separated. They get back together, and they clearly have maintained that connection.
Yeah. We have a couple of them, those two darker heifers that Georgette, who's Edgar's wife, is so keen on me keeping. Those two. And there were a couple of heifers. Weren't there last year? We had a couple of heifers.
Yeah, they get real tight. A lot of times we'll bring in a cow from the outside. It's a very nice cow. And she'll be here for a long time, and you'll see her by herself a lot.
Yeah.
She doesn't integrate.
Guernsey's more than anything else.
Brown Swiss.
Brown Swiss, too.
Bring us inside your everyday. I mean, you know, we all show up at an office.
And remember what I've said to you about black cows and brown cows being separate from each other. They all think that I'm crazy. But you can go to the pasture, and you'll see black cows.
We've had 50 cows out here, and 20 black ones were all in a group somewhere, and the rest of them were somewhere else. And Jerseys will tend to pick on big black cows, although now we have such a mix that it's all pretty much the same. We don't have any big black cows or Holsteins, but the Jerseys would pick on them. And they're smaller.
So they realize that they are different, and they hang with the ones that they are more like.
Appears that is the case, yeah. We have two large steers that are pets out in the pasture. And they're very big compared to everybody else.
Oh, my God.
Occasionally, we'll have a cow who's significantly larger than the rest. She tends to hang out with them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, they're interesting. I mean, you can identify a cow sometimes just by seeing her behavior in the herd out in the pasture.
Yeah. We've got a cow that this weekend we started hay rides. And so we bring the people on the wagon out into the pasture where the cows are, the milk cows. and they ride around for 15 minutes or so, and the cows follow them. And there's one cow who's an Ayrshire who this weekend became notable because she was almost jumping into the wagon. Who's that big? Patty Cakes? Patty Cakes.
Patty Cakes just came home yesterday.
No. She's not. Is that the Ayrshire?
In black and white.
No.
She's not, she's not a Holstein, cow, but she's big. Patty, big, her mother was a big black cow, yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's the one I was thinking of. Because on Saturday when I was out there when I went out myself, she was ready to jump into the wagon.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I thought the kids were nervous about it yesterday. So, anyway, but, you know, it's what you get used to, and it's how they're treated. They will react to you as you have reacted to them, just like people do, just like dogs do, just like any being. If you're kind and gentle and sweet, the cows will react to it. They will respond to it. The cows here get let in and out of the barn their first winter, so they're used to people, and that's why it's so much easier to handle them than it would be cows in most places. And why it is that when the other day I was down, we have some cows out at a pasture and on the farm that I have down in Dudley, and there are a couple of really bossy, heady heifers there. But when they see you coming, it's like you would think it was, if you didn't know cows, you'd be afraid because they had this stampeding as fast as they can run. As soon as they see you, whoonk, they're after you. And then they just want to have you pat them, hold them on the head, and pay attention to them. That's what they want. That's what they're used to, and that's what they want. So
I'm sure some five-year-old kid in the wagon probably freaks out seeing that coming at him.
Kids love it.
Kids are great. Little kids, they go right up to the cows. For the most part, they're fearless.
Yeah. Right. And they are dying.
The cows like them, too.
Yeah. The cows are great with them. The cows are interested in anything that's curious. Charlotte will go up to a fence or go up to a cow in the barn, and she'll rub noses with the cow, and then she'll stand back and go, woof! And the cows will all jump back, and then they'll come back again for more. She does it. She did it at the fence here the other night when I put some feet out or something. I don't remember what I was doing. I closed the gate. Charlotte goes right up to the gate. You know, she won't go. She'll run away from him if she's out there with him. But she's standing right up to him, and they'll look at her, and they'll all. There must have been three dozen cows here at the gate, and they all wanted to see what was going on with Charlotte. Charlotte ran around back and forth, up and down the gate three or four times, and then she just stood there and looked at him, and then went, boof! And all the cows scattered around, and then they come back again. It really is amazing. All right, now Richie's had his fun. He loves to play Green Acres to make it sound like Hicksville here. Nice going, Richie.
We're all very intelligent people here, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Bump, bump.
Switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
To honor those who protect our freedom this Memorial Day, one organization's mission is to remind us that casualties of military service go beyond the battlefield. I'm Risa Jill Miller. A study by the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs shows 87% of families of killed or wounded service members do not qualify for Veterans Administration federal educational benefits. To help, Major Dan Rooney started Folds of Honor 4 years ago with a mission to provide post-secondary education scholarships to the families of our fallen and disabled. In support of the cause, Budweiser will donate $100 for each home run this season to Folds of Honor as part of its Here's to the Heroes home run program. They will also donate a portion of sales in the weeks before July 4th to raise as much as $2 million for the foundation. Major Dan Rooney, former F-16 pilot with three tours in Iraq and foundation founder.
While we can never replace the loss of loved ones, Budweiser's support of our efforts will expand our mission to help these deserving families.
Adults can visit Budweiser on Facebook for more on the program.
10 minutes before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. At 10 before the hour, it is time for you to be pain-free. Mm. Go to DougSteffen.com for your free sample of Salon Paws. They have your back covered, your aches, wherever they are. Nothing else has been proven to beat the pain.
My shoulder.
A prescription. Free sample. Go to DougSteffen.com. Nothing else has been proven to beat the pain without a prescription. Why wouldn't you try this? It's free, ladies and gentlemen. F-R-E-E. Roberta loves it when it's free. And there's a special newsletter on pain Dr. Ken has produced. You can go to DougSteffen.com, click on his picture, or to his website, DrKenshow.com, and find the newsletter on pain. Salon Paws. Get the free pain patch. Time to be pain-free.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's www.BrightsideBen.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Back up.
After a day to honor those we can never fully repay, it's back to the economic realities of the present. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Across the country, ceremonies and observances on Memorial Day, as the men and women who have served and continue to serve to protect our freedom were honored, those who made the ultimate sacrifice remembered. President Obama took part in ceremonies at Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia yesterday, saying the blessings America enjoys came at the dear cost of so many troops defending the nation they loved.
We remember that it is their courage, their unselfishness, their devotion to duty that has sustained this country through all its trials and will sustain us through all the trials to come.
Earlier in the day, the president laid a wreath decorated with red, white, and blue ribbons at the Tomb of the Unknown. Today in Washington, it's back to the issues at hand, and so many of them are economic in nature. A vote on raising the U.S. debt ceiling is scheduled to take place early this evening in the House. Republican House Majority Leader Eric Cantor says it will be an up or down vote. The U.S. government has reached its $14.3 trillion borrowing limit. That's right, trillion with a T-R. President Obama says not increasing the debt ceiling could cause an economic crisis worse than the 2008 financial meltdown. Republican leaders want Medicare funding cuts and other budget reductions attached to the legislation. Democrats want lower-scale spending cuts. Congressman Cantor also wants federal financial aid to tornado-ravaged Joplin, Missouri, to be matched with budget cuts. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
If you've never experienced gel-in with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked the jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gel-in does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
I never thought I'd miss the days when a gallon of gas cost $3. Good thing the Sears Blue Automotive crew is here to help. They explained how old spark plugs could be hurting my car's fuel efficiency and told me when mine should be replaced.
Through June 4th, save on all Goodyear tires, plus get up to $80 after mail-in rebate with the purchase of four Goodyear tires. Your time.
Tire. Special financing available. And go to SearsAuto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $21.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer end dates vary from 6/4 to 7/30.
It's back to work on Wall Street today for a holiday shortened week. Last Friday, the stock market finished a volatile week on an upbeat note, the Dow gaining 39 points, closing the week at 12,442, S&P up 5, NASDAQ with a 14-point gain. Now that the holiday weekend is behind us, why not check out the latest prices at the pump?
Do it up!
And the downward trend continues. The latest national AAA gas price survey shows a gallon of regular now at $3.78.5, down another 6 cents a gallon from a week ago, and down about 15 cents from where we were a month ago. Of course, a year ago, we were paying $2.73 a gallon. All the hard stuff is done. NASA now focusing on bringing the crew of the Space Shuttle Endeavour home safely. The ship and its 6-member crew set to land early tomorrow morning at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. NASA's Leroy Cain says the success of these final missions of the Space Shuttle is no accident.
We've talked a lot about finishing strong, and the last mission of Discovery, I think you saw that. I think you're seeing it play out here with Endeavour.
As we mentioned, Endeavour's final landing takes place tomorrow, the same day its sister ship, Atlantis, will be rolled out in preparation for its final flight, July 8th. Business at the box office over the weekend.
Sue, come on, get up. We got a situation.
They don't sound like they're in very good shape. The Hangover Part 2, number one in the box office, bringing in over $137 million in its first 5 days. Some Memorial Day weekend closing notes. For some parts of the country, particularly the Northeast, it really did feel like summer in Washington, D.C.
It's so hot today here.
How hot was it? Highs in the mid-90s, but throw in the humidity, and the heat index yesterday in D.C. was about 100. Sweating yet?
Am I sweating? This ain't sweat. Not yet.
Not sure if he's sweating or not. We do know this. Starting today, many of us will have our minds focused squarely on this. Yes, the sand, the shore, the beach. TripAdvisor.com telling us 68% of those who responded to a survey they did said they are preparing to take a beach vacation this year. Number one beach in the country, according to this survey, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Number two, though, may surprise you. It's a beach not found in the Carolinas or Florida or even Hawaii. Number two is Cape May, New Jersey. That's right, the Jersey Shore. Although if you throw in Snooki, The Situation, and JWoww, that beach may just fall out of the top 100. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
At the Good Day Show, we never shut up.
Blah, 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 blah.
Will you shut up?
It's true. During the commercial breaks, after the show is over,
blah, 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 blah.
Hey, that's all we do is talk, so why miss any of it? And it's only in the Doug Club.
Join the Doug Club for exclusive interviews and behind-the-scenes fun.
At DougStevin.com. Want to connect with Jennifer, Roberta, Rich, or any one of the Good Day crew? Then, hey, check out their team page with photos, blogs, and links to their Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter pages.
It's all on the team page
at DougStevin.com.